It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's been freezing lately, but the students at Concordia University in Mequon don't mind. We'll find out why in this week's edition of Curious Wisconsin.
First, though, each year, monarch butterflies travel up to 3,000 miles from North America to their winter home in Mexico. Aside from being a longtime tourist attraction, the migration is a biological phenomenon that some scientists say has been happening for 10,000 years.
Yesterday, the World Wildlife Fund, along with Mexico's Environment Department, announced that the annual migration is in danger of disappearing for good.
The number of monarch butterflies wintering in Mexico this year has dropped to the lowest level since studies began 2 decades ago.
Here with us to help understand what happened to monarch migration is Lincoln Brower. He's research professor of biology at Sweetbriar College and professor of zoology at the University of Florida. He also works with the Monarch Butterfly Fund in St. Paul. Lincoln, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me on.
Well, how big is the drop in the monarch butterfly migrating population based in Mexico this winter?
Well, migration this fall is nothing short of a total disaster. We have records going back for 21 years, actually going back to 1977, but they're not full detailed that early. The numbers are down to the point where we're really concerned that we may lose the whole migration altogether. And given the fact that the migration has probably been around for the last 10,000 years since the Ice Age, losing it is just unthinkable.
Is there a seasonal variation from year to year, or is this beyond what you've seen in that kind of annual fluctuation?
Well, the average is around 12 hectares per year going back for this period of time, and the biggest year was 21 hectares. Now, when I say 21 hectares, what I mean is that the way we measure this is we go down there and we locate a given butterfly colony, which is up in the forest on top of the mountain, and we walk around that forest and we measure the number of trees that monarchs are settling on. And so a hectare of trees is about 2.5 acres, and we know that under normal circumstances there are about 50 million butterflies per hectare. And so that back on that year, about a decade ago, there were 21 hectares, which would have been over a billion monarch butterflies. And this year, it's down to an all-time low of just a little over half a hectare. And so we are really frightened that we're going to lose the migration.
The big question, why? Why is this happening?
Well, I think that we know from past history. I've been studying monarchs in Mexico since 1977. I've been down there almost every year. And over the years, on the early years, there was a lot of deforestation that was degrading the habitat of the butterfly so that the survival ship was going down from year to year to year. But the Mexican government has pretty much put a stop to that. And what has happened in the last decade, creeping up on us, is the use of herbicides with genetically engineered corn and soybean crops. And it turns out that the main breeding habitat of the monarch butterfly is in your area and the surrounding area in the Great Plains, basically in what used to be our grassland ecosystem. And corn and soybean is planted over tens of thousands of acres. And they're now all these crops are genetically engineered, so they're totally resistant to Roundup and herbicides. And so the seeds are planted, they germinate, then the fields are sprayed, and it kills every other single living plant in those fields so that you end up with a complete total monoculture. Now, from the monarch's point of view, what is lost is milkweed. When monarchs fly north on their migration in the spring, they locate milkweeds and they lay their eggs on them. And that's the only plant that monarch butterflies are able to feed on. So this technology, this industrialized agriculture, is just wiping out the entire food chain, the entire food web, basically destroying the natural ecosystem for the sake of these single crop plants. It's a tragedy.
So as they try to make their way north and then back south again, the gaps between food sources are just too big to migrate?
Right. Well, when they come back from Mexico, they have a very interesting migration. They come back, they're 5 or 6 months old when they come back from Mexico, and they come into Texas and they lay their eggs on Texas milkweeds. And then the new generation that's produced in about 3 weeks works its way up into the great, into Wisconsin and up into the Great Lakes region. And there they lay eggs across the milkweed flora that's all over the place. It's a very, used to be a very common plant in that whole region. And then there's another generation that takes about a month to develop. And over the course of the summer, there are three generations. And then in the fall, the shortening day lengths turn off the reproductive biology of the butterflies. And it tells them, fly south up to 4,000 kilometers back to Mexico. And they go back to the same trees that their grandparents were on the previous year. And they've never been there before. And that's one of the really amazing aspects of this migration. So we're talking about building up the numbers of butterflies over the course of three or four generations. And the last generations are in the Great Plains region. And their food supply is just being destroyed by this industrialized agriculture.
Do you
see
it?
We've got to stop it. We've got to mitigate. We've got to get going some kind of compromise.
If we don't do anything, I mean, can we see a near future where we do not see monarch butterflies in Wisconsin and the rest of the region?
I think that's exactly what's going to happen if we continue with this agriculture on the scale that is presently used, and probably will be even worse in the future. But, you know, I think it's a much bigger picture. The loss of this very common, very well-known, fantastic butterfly is a symbol of saying that we are messing up our environment. And eventually, it's what I call a canary in the cornfield. The monarch is the canary in the cornfield. If we wipe that out, it's telling us something about we're wiping out our own environment, and it's going to come back and bite humanity really hard in the not-too-distant future. So I think the monarch is a symbolic creature that is telling us the way we're handling the environment with industrialized agriculture is just plain not the way to go.
Is this a symbol of our prairie lands here in the Midwest?
Well, that was the original habitat that was the milkweed plants are really interesting plants. There are actually 130 species in northern Mexico and the United States that monarchs feed on. And some of the main species that they feed on occur in the prairie ecosystem. And so monarchs were probably evolved with and were tightly associated with the very place where everybody lives out in that wonderful part of the USA.
So you said maybe there's still some hope if we change some things. What would need to change to keep the monarchs migrating?
My colleagues and I belong to an organization called the Monarch Butterfly Fund. It's on the web if people want to access it. But we are going to mount a campaign while we try to convince people to get in touch with their county agents and people that are in control of highway mowing and highway herbiciding, and try to do that in such a way that it will benefit monarchs and other insects and other pollinating creatures as well as the monarch. And if you look up the number, the mileage of roads in the eastern United States, it's over 1 million miles. And so that if you have all those highway verges that are protected, and maybe we can get some farmers. There are a lot of farmers who are worried about these herbicides and their effect on the environment. People know what's going on. Then how do we get mitigation? Well, maybe the thing to do would be to say 100 feet on the side of all fields will not be sprayed. So as to retain, we've got to get compromises with the agricultural community. And I think there's a real opportunity to work with the federal highway system and the state and the county highways.
I know some people in Wisconsin plant butterfly gardens. Does that make a difference, or is that just too small a patch to make a big difference?
Well, that's the problem. It's definitely important in terms of education, in terms of awareness, and I'm all for it, but it's not sufficient in terms of the bulk of food necessary to support the billion butterflies that's supposed to be migrating to Mexico.
Anything you want to leave us with, something now that you've got a chance to say about the monarch migration and get people thinking about this?
Well, I hope that people will start rousing up and talking to their county agents. And we will put on that website methodology that has to be sort of developed locally and working with people and getting natural history groups and various bird clubs and so forth, all the people that are interested in the environment, to really put pressure on the state and federal highway system so that we can come to a compromise and promote the natural environment to a much greater extent. People are just letting this happen because they're not aware of it. And awareness is really an important part. And if we lose the monarch, it's going to be a real tragedy for a lot of reasons.
Lincoln, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That's Lincoln Brower. He's research professor of biology at Sweetbriar College, professor of zoology at the University of Florida, and as he mentioned, he works with the Monarch Butterfly Fund in St. Paul.